Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Digital transformation can cause a great deal of stress on organizations and their employees. These stressors can be massive and create a lot of disruption in a project. What exactly are those stressors and how do we overcome them? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And most of the work we do with our clients is helping them through digital transformations, the implementation phase of a project where they're rolling out new technologies, new process changes, new organizational changes, et cetera. And more often than not, we find that these organizations are not prepared for the stresses that come along with the digital transformation. Not only that, but they're not prepared for how to deal with and how to cope with those stresses. So what I want to do today is talk about what are some of those major stressors to prepare yourself for. And ultimately, the most important thing I want to cover is at the end of this video, I'm going to talk about some strategies to overcome and mitigate those risks and those stresses. Now, for more information on change management best practices, which is essentially what I'm talking about here today, it's organizational behavior, organizational psychology, overcoming the people aspect of change, I encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management. It provides a number of best practices and lessons and tips for organizations going through change, particularly as it relates to the human side of change. You can download that guide by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, and one of the links I've included below is the guide to organizational change. The first major stressor of a digital transformation is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Anytime we change someone's job, take away someone's job, disrupt someone's job, it creates a certain amount of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And this is even further magnified when we don't know what those changes are. And that's one of the biggest problems with digital transformations is people in the organizations might be on board with the digital transformation. They might recognize the need for transformation. On the surface, they're supportive of the transformation, but they don't understand how it affects them and what their job's going to look like in the future. And when they don't have that information, in the absence of that information, the fear, uncertainty, and doubt will take over, and it creates a certain amount of chaos, turmoil, and stress within the organization. Transformations, more often than not, are fairly chaotic. Sometimes it's necessary chaos, at other times it's self-inflicted chaos that you didn't need to go through. But regardless, organizations experience chaos. It's because organizations start to experience a loss of control. They don't have control over what the technology is going to look like because their system integrator is building it for them. They don't have control of the system integrator or the software vendor, and they're getting billed a lot of money for questionable business value. Or people don't understand what their jobs are going to look like in the future. They don't understand if they're going to have jobs. And there's a loss of control or a feeling of loss of control that goes along with that. So one of the important things to recognize is that when people feel like they've lost control, they're going to contribute to the chaos and experience more chaos. And when you put a bunch of individuals together that are experiencing that same fear and that same chaos, it's going to further fuel and perpetuate that chaos, much like a snowball. So it's important to recognize this and make sure that you address this as part of your digital transformation and change management strategies. One of the biggest reasons why organizations and people within the organizations experience stress during transformation is because they have this utopia in mind of what the future state's going to look like, and they don't think about the journey of getting there, and they don't plan for the stress that goes along with it. So in other words, they can oftentimes see the future state, understand what the organization could look like on the other side of the transformation, but they don't understand how hard it is to go through the actual transformation itself. So this is one example of a disconnect between theory and reality. We have the theory or the hypothesis of what we think the organization can be, but we don't fully understand the reality of the journey itself. Another disconnect between theory and reality is that proposed project plan that the software vendor or system integrator provides to you oftentimes is overly optimistic. And oftentimes organizations don't realize until they're halfway or even more through the project, they realize that that transformation plan was never realistic, and that creates a ton of stress and chaos within the organization. So it's a big surprise, in other words, that organizations aren't prepared for, and it creates stress. So these are just a couple examples of the ways the disconnect between theory and reality can create stress and chaos within an organization.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another stressor in digital transformations is culture shock. By introducing new technologies and automation and new ways of doing business, you're changing your culture. Whether you want to or like it or not, you are. You're affecting and impacting and changing your culture. Let's assume you're a highly decentralized entrepreneurial organization that likes to shoot from the hip and be very nimble and reactive and flexible, and you succeed because of the heroics of some of the individuals within your organization. But then you go to introduce new technologies that cause you to be a little bit more standardized, a little bit more structured, a little bit more rigid, a little bit less shooting from the hip. And that's a cultural shift, that's a cultural shock that can create chaos and stress within the organization. So it's important to recognize that if you're introducing new technologies and new processes and new ways of doing business, chances are fairly high that you are going to put your organization through a certain amount of culture shock during the digital transformation. One of the biggest stressors in any digital transformation is a lack of alignment. In other words, the organization itself, the people within the organization are not aligned, they're not all going in the same direction, they have different views and different visions of what the project means and what it looks like to the organization. They have different priorities, they have politics they get involved with, and it creates a certain amount of chaos and confusion and headwinds to the overall transformation, which leads to a lot of stress for individuals that are involved in that organization. Not only do you have internal misalignment, but you also have organizational misalignment with your software vendor and system integrator. Their collective self-interest on the vendor side is to have you implement as quickly as possible as much software as possible. That's how they're going to make their money, and that's in their best interest. But that's misaligned with your best interest as an organization, which is to ensure that you're delivering on time and on budget, minimizing operational disruption at the time of go live, and ultimately maximizing the amount of business value you get out of the transformation. So that misalignment between organization and software vendor creates a great deal of stress and chaos within any organization. So I've shared with you a handful of stressors that oftentimes happen during a digital transformation. But the more important question is, what do we do about it? How do we mitigate the stress? How do we neutralize it? How do we overcome those stressors? And that's what I want to talk about next. First and foremost, you want to make sure you have realistic expectations. When you go into a digital transformation, so much of what I've talked about in this video is a result of not having those realistic expectations. We did something up front or made decisions up front that weren't based on reality. It's an implementation plan and a set of assumptions that was never realistic, but yet you thought it was, and therefore that creates a certain amount of stress. So if we can get to the root cause of that and just make sure we have realistic expectations up front, then we're going to solve a large part of that problem. Another thing that will help minimize stress and chaos within a digital transformation is to make sure you have clarity on the overall direction of the project. And I'm not just talking about whether or not you're going to do the project. Most organizations can agree on that, although some can't even do that. But what I'm talking about here is making sure that you have a set of priorities that are clearly articulated to the organization. People fully understand what those priorities are, and they understand how this project supports a broader set of business goals and objectives. And if you can't answer some of these and other questions as part of your digital transformation, I would suggest that you're not ready to start it. You need to get answers to these questions, get that clarity, get that alignment internally as an organization before you get too far down the path of going through a digital transformation. The more time you take to get that right up front, the more time and money you're going to save later on, and you're certainly going to save a ton of stress and chaos later on. A third thing you can do is make sure you have an effective organizational change strategy. No matter what you do to set realistic expectations and to have good alignment, you're still going to have change management issues. You're going to have resistance to change. It may be less so than if you hadn't defined your overarching strategy and gotten that internal alignment, but you're still going to have resistance to change. You're still going to have change management issues. So the third thing is to make sure you have a solid and very tailored change strategy and plan that's meant to help you overcome some of the people issues that inevitably occur in any sort of digital transformation. And then finally, you want to make sure you have solid project governance and a way to manage your vendors. In other words, you don't want to go into a project like this without the guardrails, without the safety precautions in place to ensure that the project stays on track. And you certainly don't want your software vendor or system integrator to manage this project for you and to tell you how you're going to run your business. That's a big source of stress that you can take away by being in charge, taking control of the project, and managing the software vendors and your third-party consultants rather than the other way around. And by the way, if you need help with any of these solutions that I'm suggesting here today, independent technology agnostic providers like Third Stage Consulting can help you do that. Organizations like us don't have a dog in the fight. We don't have any economic incentive to lead you down one path or another. Our only goal and our only incentive is to ensure that you as a client are happy. And so that's one thing you can do is hire a company like Third Stage to help you through this process. So I hope this has given you some understanding of what some of these different chaos and stressors are during a digital transformation. And I also hope that now you'll have a better preparation and a better plan to address those stressors as the digital transformation unfolds. Now, for more human-based best practices and tips and strategies as it relates to change management during digital transformation, I encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management, which is meant to provide you a number of tips, lessons, strategies, and best practices to help manage the people side of change, including some of the stressors that we've talked about here today. You can read that report by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you or by clicking on one of the links below. I've included a link to that paper as well as other ebooks and other videos and resources that I think will help you. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.